In the Gospel reading today, our Lord, after giving these instructions to his disciples, asked them, "Have you understood these things?" They answered him, "We have." And we look at the apostles and we recognize that that's exactly what they had to do. They had to decide what was truly the most important. They had to leave everything else behind and seek only the will of God. Every last one of them, except St. John, paid the ultimate price for that. They were martyred. They demonstrated fully exactly what it is that they said that they understood. Now, whether they actually understood it at that time is another question, but certainly they did by the end of their lives. They wholeheartedly gave themselves over to Christ. And it's a great opportunity for each one of us to look at it and ask the question, what really is the priority for me? Now again, we look at the apostles and we say what we did, but we have to recognize it was about doing God's will. That's what they were about. So in other words, you look at St. Peter, and we know that his wife went with him on some of the missionary trips and so on. He was there with his mother-in-law. So when we talk about giving up everything, that doesn't necessarily mean that they went home and told their wife, "Beat it, I don't want you anymore because I'm wholeheartedly for Christ." No, being wholeheartedly for Christ is doing God's will. If God is calling you to that state in life, then that's what it is that you're supposed to do, and to live it out to the fullness of your ability, and to be also with all of the things that that would entail. And so it's not a matter, again, of just simply saying, all right, if I'm married and have a bunch of kids, that I should just go home and sell my house and kick out the kids and my wife and, you know, say I'm living wholeheartedly for Christ. That would not be pleasing to God. But what we do have to make sure is that what we are seeking is God's will. Because again, it's easy for us when we look at it from that perspective to be able to say, as long as it's within these ideas or these boundaries, then everything in it must be God's will. And that's not necessarily the case. So it requires prayer, even in the duties of our state in life, to make sure that what we are doing is what God is asking us to do, no matter what the state in life is. God may ask something of us that's different from what we would expect. Again, you look at St. Peter, just as the example. Here's a married man, and God asks him to go out on missionary journeys. Not what's typical of somebody who's married. And yet, that's exactly what he asked of him. So he may not ask you necessarily what's typical. And he may ask you for a period of time to do what is normal. And then he may call you to something more or something different. So it's something that we have to constantly be praying about. It's one of the advantages, I suppose, one could say, of being a priest or a religious, that there's the matter of obedience. There's a superior that is there who can call this afternoon and say, "We're transferring you. You're going here, you're going there." Like, praise the Lord. But it's different when you don't have somebody over you doing that. And so, even there, the importance of making sure that we're praying. But even among priests and religious, how many of them fight God's will? They want what they want. So many, and I hear this all the time, and it's so sad, they talk about priesthood like a career. It's not a career, it's a vocation. But if it's a career, then it's a matter of moving up the ladder and getting promoted and having more, bigger, better, whatever it might be. It's not what it's about. What I don't hear very often is obedience. Do we have the humility to be obedient? Do we have the will to be obedient? That's hard. We're in love with our own will. We want to do what we want to do. And so obedience is something very difficult. And sadly, it's even difficult when it's God. Which is why a lot of us go to prayer and try to tell God what his will is for us. We don't ask him because we don't really want to know. We've already decided that this is what God wants because it's what I want. And after all, if it's what I want, it must be what's best, because I only want what's best for me, right? No, I only want what I want. It may not be the best, but it's what I want. So do we really want to do God's will? Are we really wholeheartedly focused on that? Are we willing to let go of everything, including our own will, to be able to obtain the treasure that is beyond value? That's what the Lord is offering us. That treasure, of course, is himself. And we have the fullness of that treasure when we can enter into eternal life. And while we can still enter into eternal life without fully doing the will of God, think of what that means. That I want a lower place in heaven for eternity. That I don't want to love God as much as I can for all eternity. How sad is that? What we do know is in heaven there will be no selfishness. So when we get to purgatory, we're going to have to let everything go so that we'll be solely focused on God. And then we're going to kick ourselves for years and years and years, at least if you're like me, years and years and centuries sitting in purgatory, because you didn't do it God's way. I'm in purgatory because I did it my way and not God's way. I mean, if I did it totally my way, I'd be in hell. But if we at least make it to purgatory, we're still going to be kicking ourselves that we didn't do it God's way, which would have been the perfect thing. But we chose a different way for whatever reason. So again, it's something for all of us to look at when we hear what our Lord is saying. This man found this buried treasure. He went and sold everything that he had in order to buy it. Another one found a pearl of great value, went out and sold everything he had in order to buy it. What are we willing to give for the Lord? We have the pearl of infinite value. We have the treasure of infinite value. But do we want it? Or do we want what we have and our own will more than we want him? It's a great question for us to look at. For many of us, we want Jesus, but we want all the other stuff too. He's looking for a wholehearted love. He's looking for us to be solely focused on doing his will, being about him. Is that what we truly want? So when he asked his apostles, "Have you understood this?" And they said, "Yes." Now we have to ask ourselves that question. When we listen to what our Lord said, have we understood? Yeah, we get the point. That's not the issue. Are we willing to live it? Are we willing to put this into practice? Are we willing to let go in order to do anything and everything that God is asking, to be solely focused on him, because he alone is the treasure of infinite value.